Welcome to Cinecrap, the show where we watch bad movies in claymation and force you to watch them with us. Well, we can't actually force you to watch them with us or we'd be arrested as... Well, we'd just be arrested. It is our first episode of Christmas Cinecrap.
Yay! Christmas!
We are in day whatever of the 25... I guess it's 7. Oh my god. We are in day 7 of the 25 days of Christmas.
I mean, it started on day 1. This isn't that hard to keep track of.
Joining me, of course, is my wife, Ashley, because everyone is at home with Ronas.
Or suspected.
Or suspected Ronas. Or dealing with bullshit that they shouldn't have to deal with. It's life. Are you excited for this?
Actually, a little bit, because honestly, I like this one more than I care to admit.
So the last time we watched a Rankin and Bass thing was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and that was on TBK Live in 2016.
Oh god, that's a long time ago.
And we finally are revisiting the claymation fuzzy... I don't understand the texture of these things.
I'm a little concerned as to what exactly it's made of. Like, I understand that
the souls of elves on a shelf.
Like, I understand that it's claymation, but clay doesn't look like that.
The souls of elves on shelves.
Like, I don't understand exactly what it's made of to give it that feeling. Like, is it clay wrapped in felt?
It's gotta be. To let you
know, also, that's the worst thing ever to have to try to deal with.
Just to let you know, we're watching The Year Without Santa. If you own it on DVD, kudos to you. We don't. We had to fire up AMC Plus. There might be an ad while watching this one, so that should be interesting.
And for that, we apologize profusely.
We will let you know and tell you to pause. It looks, there's a little white blip on the bar. We this is the only way we could find it, or spend like $7 to watch this. And I'm like, I'll do the 1 week trial of AMC Plus. That's the smart answer.
Yeah, I can't bring myself to pay to watch it.
It's 50 minutes. This is unlike the Charlie Brown specials that we've watched recently, which were fucking terrible.
I actually like this. I hold this, I think, in the same kind of place as Rudolph, where you remember it from your childhood and you like it, but it's not untouchable. Like, I'm going to enjoy watching this, but it's by no means untouchable. But I'm not going to be upset for having watched it as I have been with the previous two things we have watched.
The Charlie Brown things?
Yes.
Christmas, we have some stuff planned. Brian will be joining us for an episode of Cinecrap. Jim was supposed to. I don't know if that's going to happen. Brody's joining me at some point. We have Santa Jaws. We found that, so that's gonna be
that's
fun.
A thing.
And another Christmas movie and another Christmas movie. We just haven't decided what they are yet.
For sure, Santa Jaws.
Santa Jaws is
just found
happening.
Out that's a thing. It's a shark fin with a Santa hat on it.
We talked about the Brady Bunch Christmas movie,
which
I was really into for like the first 5 minutes of dogging the shit out of. So I am here for this.
That sounds like a you and Brody thing.
That's what we have here on Cinecrap. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to try to have a little fun. Take your mind off of everything going on in the world. Hopefully you have this thing queued up. We'll give you a few more minutes before we get started. Tomorrow, The Enforcer by Brian Tan drops random evolved.store. I cannot talk.
You hit the eggnog a little too hard already. I mean, I know it's late in the day, but it's not that late.
The closest thing I've had to alcohol in the last 3 months is a soured iced tea. That is as good as I've got.
Excuse you, I took you out for Halloween.
That's true.
I mean, it wasn't far out. It was just us. But,
yeah, but I mean... Yeah,
but
no.
We had margaritas. We got on some costumes and took some pictures and had some margaritas.
I need a good stiff drink in my life. I need something hard. I need something that'll last all night. I am talking about drinks. Don't get that look on your face.
I can make both of these things happen.
I think that's a good time.
We have got alcohol in the cabinet.
RandomEvolved.store. We have a lot of stuff coming out. Pick up a t-shirt and more, whatever. Sale going on right now, 15% off everything.
Hey, stuff.
And that sale was supposed to end on the 8th. I have changed my mind.
Okay.
I think it's going until Christmas Day. I have just said we're just going to do a 25 days of Christmas sale and say, fuck it.
Yeah, Christmas.
Outside that, I think that is everything we have today.
You took super cute book pictures.
I did. There's some really cool photos out there of our books.
Looking at a Christmas tree.
Just really quickly, this is the weirdest Christmas I think we have ever endured on anything in the last... of the 10 years of doing the Christmas stuff for TBK Magazine, this is the weirdest Christmas we've ever had.
Yeah.
And I have been homeless during one of these, and this is more weird than that.
Well.
I mean, shit.
This is kind of coming at you from all sides.
Yeah, this is a weird year. We hope you're staying safe. We hope you're wearing a mask. We hope you're washing your damn hands. Don't get into huge parties. If you're going to do something, do it over Zoom or do it by yourself. Trust me, sometimes doing it by yourself is the best thing in the world.
Oh, yeah.
It is time to start a Rankin and Bass, I guess, cartoon.
We're going to call it a cartoon.
This is the first one of these we've done on Cinecrap. This is the first one of these we've actually done on this run of Cinecrap.
Yeah.
It is time. We have got this paused at 2 seconds because that's as quick as I could get it. So, because I'm using my phone as a Roku remote because we lost the Roku remote.
No. We did not do
because
anything.
Because I lost. It is somewhere in the bedroom. It is somewhere in the disaster zone that is our bedroom.
And why is our bedroom a disaster zone?
Because there's just shit everywhere.
Because somebody has a giant costume closet that has exploded into our bedroom and thought that they needed 16,000 Care Bears.
I did. I bought all the Care Bears from. Oh, no.
That they needed to rearrange the bedroom and buy a new king-size bed through quarantine.
I think the TV
did the TV just shut off?
I think the TV and the Roku just shut off. Hold that thought. Oh, no, we're good. Okay, we're good. All right, you ready?
Okay. It just went to sleep.
My God. All right. So that would have started this episode. I bought all the Care Bears are cute. All right. So
you bought three of the same one.
And we gave two of those away to kids.
You bought three of the same one.
Not my fault. Not
yes,
my pig.
Your fault.
Not my pig, not my farm. All
100% right. Your pig and your farm. You just continued to buy Care Bears.
That was my quarantine purchase, was just a shit ton of Care Bears. All right. So pull up the year without Santa Claus. Let's get this started. Pause it 2 seconds. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Ho, ho, ho.
And we're already at the North Pole.
I mean, is there a better place to be at Christmas?
So the clock has December on it. Does that mean it's for like days instead of hours?
Just December. Wait. Oh, my God.
Isn't Mrs. Claus supposed to be in complimentary colors for Santa?
And not blue?
Like, she's in blue.
She looks like she's banging Jack Frost. God. Did it happen?
I mean...
Also, that hair.
Maybe.
Gold and gray.
I mean, if you look at real old ladies, they have different colors of gray in their hair if they don't color it. I mean, I guess Santa's in blue there, but that's his pajamas. Why would you color coordinate with his pajamas?
Yeah, I mean, I've never understood the point of the dress sleep shirts. They just weird me out.
At one point, men understood that pants are bullshit and nobody should wear them.
Well, I mean, these do not look comfortable. At all. I don't think I would want an oversized... Like, at this point, you're just in a moo-moo.
I have slept in oversized sleep shirts that were long like that, and they are super comfy.
But it's technically a moo-moo.
I'm not opposed to a moo-moo.
My God, it's Mr. Magoo. What in...
It's the doctor.
Santa Claus is sick in this movie? We chose the wrong fucking movie. We're just going to assume Santa has the Rona, right?
I mean...
Wait, if Dr. Fauci said Santa can't get the Rona, what the fuck is he sick from?
Well, this is pre-Rona.
Diabetes?
I mean, probably.
cookies.
I'm kind of surprised at this point that Santa has both his feet. Ah! Let's be real here. How much milk and cookies does Santa drink?
Oh my God.
Like, is he sick because people don't believe in him? Is this a Tinkerbell thing where there's not enough people that believe in him and so he's going to die?
Can the North Pole make medicine?
Well, they gave him a spoonful of something. This is an old-ass sugar. Cartoon. Like,
a spoonful of sugar.
You know some shit they used to put in medicine?
Oh, yeah,
like,
no, that's...
It's cocaine.
That's straight up like heroin.
Like, they just gave Santa Coke and some sugar dissolved in water.
Here's some whiskey, some heroin. You're good.
That's why our ancestors used to be able to suck up whatever ailment they had and go to fucking work.
My God, that phone.
Because they gave you, like, alcohol and hard drugs. And, yeah, if I took alcohol and hard drugs, I could go back to work.
You know what would be the worst ailment for Santa to have?
What?
It's not even diabetes. It's like, what if Santa was lactose intolerant?
Oh, poor Santa.
That would just be, like, the day after Christmas. It would just be poop-a-palooza.
Oh, it would happen, like, part of the way through the night. He would just start pooping on things.
Like, Santa's just happened to stop at a gas station.
He just start pooping on stuff.
My God.
That would be terrible, right?
Why would Santa take a holiday on, like, if he's
on sick? Christmas Eve.
Yeah. No, even if he was sick, I feel like Santa would do it.
I mean, I guess it depends on how much he cares. If nobody cares about Santa, why should Santa care about them?
I assume that this was shot the same way that Nightmare Before Christmas was shot, and this took like 3 years to make.
Probably.
Mickey Rooney is fucking Santa? I had no idea.
Yes. Mickey Rooney is Santa.
Dick Shawn, that's a terrible thing.
Well, Shirley Booth is Mrs. Claus.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know. That was the first name we got. Because it said she sings and tells.
Hot take of Christmas.
Yes.
I hate trees with just plain white lights.
I'm aware.
We have a tree that suits both of us. But like even when I bought we bought our new tree, it was color. Like,
yeah.
It
was, I'm not opposed to white lights, honestly.
I think you either have to have a set of white. If you do white, they either have to be the one white or the other white. You cannot intermix the two. Like there's the LED whites and the old school like soft whites.
Yeah, there's either the white lights or the like white yellow lights. And around our area, I don't know if this is something that happens in a lot of places or if it's just here. There's a bunch of people that like put the two next to each other. And so you have like the yellowish white lights and the bright white lights next to each other. And it bothers me a whole bunch.
Okay, no, it just sparks my ADD. Is this still the North Pole?
We are back in the North Pole.
Santa lives at fucking medieval times?
Santa is too tired.
He works one night a year.
Santa Claus is not coming.
He works.
It's printed in the paper, so it's not happening.
Fake news.
Nope. Real news.
I feel like Mrs. Claus can really, really just agree with Santa Claus is not coming. It's
there. There we go. Santa's decided we're not doing it.
He's just done? Just decided, I'm not going to work this one night a year. Because we know the elves make the toys. What the fuck does Santa do? Santa doesn't do shit. What is...
He makes the delivery. He's not doing it.
What the hell's... Oh my God.
The elves are Jingle Bell and Jangle Bell.
So Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Apparently.
Mrs. Claus is a really fast talker. That's what I've heard. That's what I got.
That's what you gather here. What?
He just picked him up like he was nothing.
Oh.
Santa's. Mrs. Claus is going to do it. Why the hell is he... How long does Santa sleep, you think, after Christmas Day? Like, do you think, because it's like the biggest, like it's this hard night of work, and you're going in and out of people's houses.
Why Are her stockings orange?
Why the fuck not?
Here we go. Anyone can be a Santa. Here we go. She can be Santa.
It's the man. Like, if you have the spirit of... These are fucking creepy. Like, my God.
She just said I fantasized it a lot.
Mrs. Claus is... There's a lot of questions I have right now. I ain't mad about it, but just a lot of questions.
Like, there's some unanswered questions here.
Does Mrs. Claus have the magic?
I don't know.
Mrs. Claus just made a butt joke.
Is this like the Santa Claus where the magic's in the suit?
So if we're going by the lore in this, how did these two meet?
I don't know.
Like,
can we learn that? I don't remember enough about this.
Are they sent? Like, is Santa a sentient being? Like, is he just immortal?
I don't know how this works.
I don't either.
I don't.
She's flying without the reindeer. Fuck the reindeer. They're all out of jobs now. Fuck them.
It's in her visions here.
I'm going to say something terrible. That reindeer looked a little derpy.
He's a baby. Maybe everything looks derpy.
What's plan B?
Well, we got to show people that Santa cares. He doesn't want to go because nobody cares about Santa anymore. Nobody cares about Christmas.
I think we tried this in A Christmas Story a couple of years ago.
I mean, there's a shit ton of Christmas movies that do the nobody cares about Christmas.
It's the same shit over and over. It's like the Hallmark movie.
I mean, this might be the original nobody cares about Christmas, but
I think it is. Just slap some paint on
it and
call it.
That's because this is from, what, the 60s?
It's 50s. I think it's like 58.
Like,
it might be 60s.
Nothing happened before this because movies didn't exist before this.
Sorry, anybody who's listening who was like enjoyed the 1940s.
You know what I mean.
If you're listening to this and you were born in the 40s, congrats.
Shush. You know what I mean when I say it.
So
like
that reindeer just carried the two of them off into the wild yonder.
It's a very tiny reindeer, and one of them was a very fat elf.
A felf?
Felf. Now Santa is wallowing in the bed here.
Santa's got to... It's just depression.
This is another one of those weird things where Santa calls Mrs. Claus mama, and it kind of bothers me. It always kind of bothers me when an old man calls his wife mama.
Unless it's done in the way like, look at my mama. Like,
no, it always kind of bothers me. It always kind of bothers me. But that also begs the question of, did Santa and Mrs. Claus have kids?
Shay. All right, our dog is looking at me. Is trying to.
That also begs the question: did Santa and Mrs. Claus have kids?
I think the elves are their kids. I think they've just they procreated so much at the North Pole that the elves are just kids. They never grew up.
Peter Pan?
Yeah.
Complex?
Yeah. Like a reverse Benjamin Button. Did Santa just do the political hand? Like. The fist, like, you're up
I mean,
to something.
How many hand options do they honestly have?
Three.
It's claymation.
My God, Santa only has four fingers. I just realized that. What the fuck happened to his other
They all
two?
Only have four fingers.
Oh, I was going to say, did he lose it in, like, a fucking reindeer accident?
They have a thumb and three fingers. That's what their hands look like. Leave them alone.
Wow, evolution gave us an extra finger. That's cool.
Just leave it alone. They're going to fix it.
So it was Vixen that took the two elves.
Apparently.
Vixen's a girl elf? Or girl reindeer?
Yeah. Do you not know that?
No.
With a name like Vixen, you assumed it was a boy?
Non-binary.
Are you assuming all reindeer are genderless?
Yeah.
Do you know that only female reindeer keep their antlers in the winter?
Oh, now hold the potatoes. So
theoretically,
they're all female.
Santa's entire set of reindeer are girls.
Which I don't know if that's ever been brought up in anything, except by me in our Christmas stories. What is this outfit?
Theoretically.
Santa looks like a fucking pimp.
Because, you know,
where are my ho-ho-ho's at?
Male deer and reindeer, like, rut and fight each other, and they lose their antlers.
Oh, shit.
But.
That fucking hair.
But, yeah.
Oh, God, you can see the strings.
Yeah. No, did you think this was good?
I was hoping. If you hear a jingle bell, it is our elf, Reginald von Jigglebottom III.
He likes to roam around the house
Why
sometimes.
Why in the hell are they this close?
Because they're fighting over the line of hot and cold Christmas.
Heat Miser's a fucking drag queen. Tell me if I'm wrong.
And Cold Miser's not?
Yeah, no, they're probably both drag queens. They just spotlighted a deer.
From both sides.
Zing.
Oh, here's our ad. 15 seconds.
Everything stopped. Pause. We're good. It is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and I'm okay. Who the fuck cooks a turkey that dry? This movie will never make sense of crap. All right, so we're past the ad now. We're back. Okay.
Here we go. Still falling.
I keep on falling in love with you. He just shot him in the butt with lightning. Wouldn't that cause a tornado?
Theoretically, yeah. But we're not using real weather patterns in a cartoon here.
Southtown, USA. Wow, this is in Arkansas, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know why they don't have Christmas spirit? Because it's too fucking hot. It's hard to have Christmas spirit when it's 119 degrees in December.
We have had this issue. Nobody dresses like this anyway. The police officer, what is up with his chin? That's fucking herpes. He's got genital chinnerts. Like, what the fuck is gross? What is up with those?
They got ticketed for wearing funny looking suits on a Sunday.
Says the guy wearing a funny looking suit on a Sunday.
That sounds like real world Southern laws, though. Yeah, you ain't joking. Aww.
Instant Rover.
Aww, poor little vixen.
My God. Why do the two elves look like the Heat Miser and Cold Miser? Dinner.
Oh. That was not a stole, that was a cat. Did she have her hand up the cat's ass?
Yeah, no, that's definitely not a muff I would like to dive in. Santa in his pimp hat. Why? What is with this outfit?
Well, apparently that's what Santa looks like when he's not in the Santa suit. He looks very dapper.
Santa looks like he's about to do magic in Branson.
He is wearing tails and pinstripe red and yellow pants. And a bowler hat that is burgundy.
I'll give someone $10 if they send me a picture in that exact outfit. I'll send them $10.
That is a very interesting outfit.
Because no one actually has that outfit. No one.
I wouldn't say that. Somebody always has the outfit. If cosplay has taught me anything, somebody always
has the outfit. No one cosplays as fucking Santa from the year without Santa. However, if they do, I would be very intrigued by this.
Somebody always has the outfit.
I would need that in my life.
Oh, no.
Vixen has COVID-19. Shit.
No, she's just too hot. Reindeers aren't meant for hot weather.
Put her in a freezer. That's terrible.
At least these kids don't look as crazy as the kids from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
At least they're wearing pants, unlike the kids in the fucking Frosty the Snowman one. What if they, Santa ain't coming? Kids are more understanding in this than they are, like adults are now.
The kids don't care because they don't believe in Santa.
Yeah. Also, is he wearing like tights with his shorts?
Oh no!
Oh my god, I now remember this one.
That's what made you remember?
Yeah. Of course there's a dog.
It's a cute dog, though.
That's about the best looking thing in this so far, is the dog. How does Santa not know his name?
I'm sure he does, but is it not weirder if you just walk up to a stranger knowing their fucking name?
I mean, if television has taught me anything, no, that's fine. I'm a clown. Santa keeps staring at his nose and going cross-eyed, and it is driving me nuts. COVID! What kind of... Why did we pick this?
Because the heat miser and the cold miser.
Your claws. Why is one eye... What? That lady's pupils. Like, one was long, one was, like, round. If anyone lives in the South, they will understand this is exactly ragweed.
No joke. And inviting random folks into your house and trying to make them feel better. Not so much right now.
Here's a Southern remedy to make you feel better, Mr. Claus.
It's got bourbon.
It's just bourbon. It's bourbon with some meth. Have fun.
It's bourbon and lemon juice. If you're lucky, maybe some cinnamon.
Something hit him hard. Just bing!
There you go.
Is that kid's dad?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the kid and his parents.
Why does every lady in this so far have the same hairstyle?
Because it's easy.
Oh, it's our first song of the evening.
This is like the fourth song.
Really?
Yeah.
This is our second song. Yeah, no, Mrs. Claus sang one. This is all I only...
Mrs. Claus has sang two or three.
Actually, I thought she only sang the one.
No.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm at.
This is the first song that Mrs. Claus has not sang.
Also, doesn't Santa have a full head of hair?
No.
So Santa's bald. Like, Santa is...
This Santa is bald.
No, in general, though, doesn't Santa usually have full heads of hair?
It depends.
Like, I can't take Santa with a skullet. That's some Hulk Hogan shit going down right there.
Old people sometimes go bald.
It's from wearing a hat too much. Because that's what my dad always told me. He's like, if you wear a hat all the time, you'll go bald.
You do lose hair from like constant friction in the same area. That's why you have a bald spot on your leg, because you cross your legs too much.
Yeah.
True statement.
It's always the size of like a baseball too.
Mm-hmm. Because you cross your legs and your leg rubs in the same spot on the top of your other leg. And you can't grow hair there. And it looks funny.
Thanks. You tell me I look funny?
Yes.
I would like a refund.
On what? Your wife? Are you trying to return me? Because I'll leave.
Not right. At least not for another 30 minutes.
Because, I mean, like, I'll leave. I don't know where I'm going to go. Because, I mean, this is my house.
It'll at least take me an hour to find a replacement. You're good.
That's putting a whole lot of faith in your ability to find another person.
There's probably someone out there that would be really desperate.
It's putting a whole lot of faith in your ability to find another person.
I'm putting my faith in be desperate in individuals.
I mean, people are getting real desperate right now. You know,
my God.
COVID, quarantine, cut off from other folks. So is it weird that they're all like leaning in real hard on this kid, telling him that he should believe in Santa?
Also, Santa's sick. Do we know what Santa has?
He's assumably just sick because nobody believes in him.
So he's depressed.
And it's causing him to have a head cold, I guess. You know, like depression does.
That's now a symptom of depression. Like, if you experience sadness, loneliness, head colds.
Like I've heard of depression having, you know, physical symptoms.
Maybe Christmas music
head
is right for you.
Head cold's not on the list. Also, Santa's rubbed all over his freaking stuffy nose and sneezed on people and then just shook this kid's hand.
Side effects include listening to Mariah Carey on repeat. They were what? Charlie Brown?
Aww.
This just looks sad now.
Isn't it? She's pitiful.
Oh,
crying.
Now she's crying. My God, where's the? When do we get the Heat Miser and Cold Miser again? I need that song.
It's a little while.
Really? There's only 50 minutes. How long does this air for on television? Is this like an hour and a half?
I don't know if it's an hour or an hour and a half.
Well, I mean, they don't have as much commercials.
He just flew away.
And no one's going to say a word?
There we go.
Right now, the best dresser is his dad. And that's pushing it.
There we go.
No shit, Sherlock. Wow, congrats, kid. You just figured out the entire story. The mayor doesn't give a shit. All the mayor does in most towns is just turn on the Christmas lights and go, "All right, so our meeting's adjourned." That's it. We need more mustaches like this in the world.
It looks like two croissants stuck to his face.
What if that's what it is? What if it's just two croissants with just rolled up hairs?
It looks like two croissants stuck to his face.
Like really, really bad croissants. I know you've seen...
Why is it so hard just to give these poor guys the freaking dog back?
I mean, they know it's theirs. You've seen Blazing Saddles, right?
Yeah.
Does this not look like Mel Brooks' character in Blazing Saddles?
A little bit.
How do you prove that you're elves? Like, here's my magic balls? What do you do? Convincing me.
It never snows in Southtown.
So it's like living in Arkansas, gotcha. It makes me sad. Still begging for a white Christmas. It's 2020. If that happens, I'll just shit my pants.
Go find the cold miser.
I have tried sitting down and having a conversation with this motherfucker, and all I can do is go, and all he does is send me straight to voicemails. U.S. of A. Really? All the mayors in the U.S. of A? Okay.
All of them. All the mayors. Gonna call all the mayors. How many mayors are there in the USA?
How many phone calls is that? And don't you feel bad for the lady in the dispatch?
How... It's gonna snow in Dixie.
Did they just say it's gonna be white tonight? In Dixie? We're not gonna touch that with a 10-foot pole. How is he moving like that? Does he have the roller shoes from like the late to early 2000s? Or does he have a godlike
ability?
Why is
he shaking like that?
Seizures. Snow seizure. Snow seizure.
Oh.
Because it's not cold. Her eyelids are leather, and it's fucking with me hard. Like it looks like this. Like it looks like just someone cut up a football and put it over her eye.
Hand.
This sounds like fucking Elvis. I don't think it is.
I'm sure it's not.
But it sounds like Elvis.
Aww. She looks so sad.
How? Oh, she's not flying. It's Santa's reindeer. By the way, how is the other reindeer not sick?
Because it's a grown reindeer. Grown-ups don't get sick like little kids do.
I want to find out who that dog catcher is, because I swear.
There's no way it's Elvis.
That's not.
And nobody even let these motherfuckers over here know that they don't have to try to save this reindeer no more.
Well, you knew that's how that was going to go.
We could have skipped the rest of this movie. The movie could have stopped here, and we could have just had no year. Santa would have just been done.
Ah, that's funny. Dick Shawn is in Blazing Saddles.
Who is Dick Shawn?
I'm not really sure, but I know he's in Blazing Saddles.
Okay. I just need to know who he plays in this.
Heat Miser or Cold Miser. One of the Miser. Snow Miser.
Snow Miser. Okay.
And George Irving is the Heat Miser, who is also the voice of Underdog.
Okay. That's Blitzen.
Bite his fucking nose.
They're going to see the snow miser now.
Look at this house. Let it go. Let it go. Well, that was last year, wasn't it?
That was. So it's weird that all of the people that work for him are mini versions of himself. Which is that, does that mean like he created tiny versions of himself to work for him?
There's a lot. Oh, boy.
I love these songs. Do you not?
I like... This is the... I'm not the biggest fan of the Rankin Bass series of...
I love these.
When I say this, though, this is the best part of the Rankin Bass series are these two songs. Doo-doo, doo-doo-doo. Yeah.
I love... These songs.
They're good.
And this specific.
They're good.
I love this specific one. I don't know why. I don't know why I like this specific one so much.
What? So. And this is how I feel. I
yeah,
like cold
I'm
weather.
I'm aware.
Oh, God. If you were to actually compare us in this. We're definitely the cold miser, or snow miser and heat miser.
Kinda. I mean, I don't want to be quite that hot, but...
So, if he has just little minions working for him that's just himself, how did they become?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, I don't understand how this works.
Did he just, like, splooge out snow visors?
Or is this, like, the Elsa thing where she creates Olaf? Like, he made little ice sculptures and, like, poofed them into existence?
But he chose himself for every single one of them.
Sometimes people just get real narcissistic, okay?
Is this the heat miser is the same way though, right?
I can't remember. So I'm trying to remember. Like, are all his little minions just little mini versions of him?
I also just want him to wipe his nose.
It's an icicle.
That's bothering me though. That's just snot. That's just snot. Also, I'm pretty sure his nose might be a carrot. Nope, ain't doing it. Can't do it. I'm out. See you guys later. Doodles.
Stepbrother?
Who are their parents?
I think we get to meet one of them, don't we?
I don't know. It's been, you know how long it's been since I've seen this? It's been a hot minute. I don't think I've seen the Year Without Santa since like I was 12. I did the songs on an episode of Video Killed.
Yeah.
Like the ice cream treat? You gonna turn it over?
We need one of those.
We do. Well, I mean, where else are you gonna go?
He said, you gotta go see the other dude. You gotta go see the other dude.
Why are they not fighting? It just make things a lot easier. Oh, it's a volcano.
Of course it's a volcano. Why wouldn't it be a volcano? Yes, they are many versions
this,
of him.
That, what the fuck? They all look unhappy as hell, too. This is what heat does. It just makes you unhappy.
Because they're all short and fat.
In heat! In all fairness, this should have been the opposite.
I get you.
Burn it. I'm too much. Mean Christmas.
He's not dancing nearly as much as his stepbrother did.
It's hot and he's fat.
He just ate fire.
That's hot. That's buffalo sauce.
What? Why are we melting the moon?
Also, how did he reach that far? Sixty's not hot. 60 is not hot.
60 is fine. I'm happy at 60.
60 to 70 is the perfect temperature. Except when you want it to snow in the winter.
I'll give you that. I'm really happy at 60.
They're all wearing gold out sequined outfits.
Is that not what you think of when you think of heat? It's gold sequins.
Sequence. So everything he touches is just burns?
Apparently, except for his straw hat that he can play with perfectly fine.
I have a lot of jokes here, and I'm just going to refrain from making the fire crotch one, because that's where I really want
to
go.
I thought that's where you were going to try to go. Maybe that's why he's so angry.
Just wake up, scratch your balls, and then just burn the rest of the day. Like, fuck. Did you see that every minion lifted up their arm when he said snowball fight? He didn't even say those words. It didn't even come out of a mouth. It's like a... What is it?
Anger.
And that's what happens when you bend on drugs, kids. Seriously, though, that should have been the opposite. Oh, my God. Wouldn't that cause like massive catastrophe as a country?
It would literally kill the reindeer.
Is that where we're going with this? Because if it melted the polar ice caps, then yeah, shit would go bad. This movie is scientifically flawed.
But even past that, we just saw how sick that poor little reindeer got.
Mind your blood pressure, hotcakes.
So they have the same mother and different fathers.
Oh, yeah, I could have told you that shit.
Which begs the question, who are their fathers?
Snow Miser has to be Jack Frost. Heat Miser, on the other hand, I have no clue.
Well, no, I mean, I guess if they're stepbrothers, then they don't have, they don't.
Well, they don't only have to have one parent the same.
Stepbrothers don't have any parents the same. They marry into it.
One of them's adopted?
I don't know.
Well, one of them has, like, yeah, I get what you're saying.
I think they're going with they have the same mother, though.
That'd be stepbrother.
That'd be half-brothers.
Yeah. Sure, they're stepbros. So I was assuming Snow Miser. Oh, I bet you Heat Miser is Mother Nature's son.
I think they're both Mother Nature's sons.
So it's Mother Nature and Jack Frost just boinking?
But then what came with, how did they make Heat Miser?
They had sex on top of a volcano while watching Moana.
Yeah.
Oh, it is Mother Nature.
Yeah, I was starting to think that. I was like, I think it's Mother Nature is their mother.
So it's Jack Frost. There's nothing.
Assumably.
And like a fucking ballpark Frank hot dog. Because 4th of July is hot. Like. Dog,
Lord.
The dog days. You might as well stand.
What?
It's a heat stroke. Wow. Everyone has the same hairstyle. The only difference is her bun is birds.
Well, it's Mother Nature. What else would you expect?
I guess it'd be a nest, wouldn't it? Our dog is watching this.
She enjoys watching cartoons.
Zeus? Is it Zeus? I have a lot of jokes about former friends in my life that I could make right now, and I'm just going to refrain of them being mother's boys.
Yep.
Just one.
Just one.
One would not melt everything. It's too... It would just... You know what happens when you, like... It'd be the opposite of what happens, like, when it's, like, 80 and then it gets down to 20 and it snows the next day.
Yep.
Cranky-ass motherfuckers.
You cannot anger Mother Nature.
I mean, you can, but...
You're not going to win.
No. No. Why is Santa getting a holiday on Christmas Eve? I'm still trying to figure this motherfucking shit out.
Just leave Santa alone. Let him enjoy his time.
His time for what? The one day a year the motherfucker works?
He's having trouble. Nobody believes in him.
Jingle and jangle.
Poor Poor Santa and his man Cole here. That's what this is. You know that, right?
Yeah. It's depression, remember?
There you go. It's snowing in Southtown. It's snowing.
How does he not know it's snowing?
Because he hasn't looked out the door. Did you see that awesome twitch of that mustache?
I need this to happen in life more often. When things happen, just people's mustaches start twitching like, what?
Mayors declare legal holiday for Santa.
So
apparently there was no legal holiday for Christmas prior to this.
So wait, no, there was Christmas. Does Christmas Eve mean the national holiday for Santa? Or is Santa's national holiday the 26th? You have vacation from December 26th to December 23rd, you fuck. Well, technically Christmas Day.
I have no idea. Okay.
All these kids are just going to show up and throw Santa's presents under a tree. That was like 15 cents.
The 24th. They're trying to get to the North Pole by the 24th.
So are they actually being nice to Santa? Or are they doing the horrible kid thing where they're like, you know, if we do this, Santa will give us more presents next year? Because you know one kid's like more presents. It's like after their parents get divorced, it's like I get to have two Christmases now. Like, come on.
How long ago did they stop doing stuff if there's cobwebs in the toy factory?
Oh, God, really?
Yep. Oh, my God. Why not?
Oh my God.
Why not Blue Christmas? With her little bouffant hair there.
With a jewel glued to her face to make it
look
like
a teardrop.
That is not a teardrop. That is a fake diamond.
That is a teardrop on her face.
That is a crystal. That is a healing crystal.
I mean, probably.
All hail for blue. Oh, Santa's teared up. Do you think Santa's tears have magic?
Probably.
Do you think if a vampire bits Santa and sucks some of its blood, what would that do to the vampire?
I don't know.
Would that be the only way to turn a vampire back into a human? Like if it sucked the blood of Santa? There's our question for the week. We'll talk about this on our next episode of TBK Live. This is the nerd debate topic. What happens if a vampire gets a hold of Santa? Seriously, though, as a jewel glued on the face, she is getting ready for a Lady Gaga video.
So is Santa?
Yes. What do Santa's tears taste like? Peppermint? That's how we get mental ill. Oh my God, Santa's tears are just straight glucose.
Probably.
What is this chart on the left with just the dots?
Like, I want to know.
It's just a bunch of dots, and it just has the months. But not, like, the names of the months, just numbers. I assume the other one's a constellation.
It is. That's constellations. That's a world map.
Pull out. Pull out. Things never said in a Christmas movie. Nonsense. Because you ain't doing it. I mean... I thought she said eggs, not eggs. What is up?
I mean,
up
it
with...
is angst.
It's probably both. Like, you know, Santa farts and it just smells like sulfur deposits. Like, you know, that's a...
terrible.
Oh, God.
Here we go. We have changed our mind. We're going to have a Christmas. Kids sent me a bunch of shit. We can have Christmas now.
Santa's just like all of us, then. I can't believe it's Santa. Here comes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane.
They renamed it Santa Claus Lane.
Oh, I just realized that. You know, this one's not that bad.
I compared told you, this is one of my favorites.
Compared to some of the other shit we've watched on this.
Like, it's not above being made fun of, but it's a lot better than some of the other things. Also, do you see that tiny little vixen down there? She's the youngest one on the team.
Santa's sack is full.
He's got multiple sacks if you look.
He probably has balls in those sacks. Worth six.
Why cover up your head? Why do you have to cover up your head? That's not safe. You should not be telling children to cover their head with the blankets. That's not safe.
As long as they're not electric blankets, I think we're all right. Is that it?
Nope. Maybe.
No. Ding-a-dora. What the fuck is horseshoes?
No, they're candles.
Oh, okay.
You see the candle?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Horseshoes.
Look harder.
All right, Alfalfa. I have never fucking did a cartwheel.
Apparently you haven't been excited enough at Christmas.
I haven't had a, like, the last great Christmas gift was from you, but like I got it like early. So it's
because I did not feasibly have a place to put it and I wanted you to take it. And then shortly after that, we moved in together and I had to keep it anyway.
Dog's laughing about it. Look at that face.
Because every time I think about getting you something awesome, I remember... this is going to have to stay in my house.
Well, I mean, that's not the worst thing, right?
I mean, sometimes
what
it's...
in the fuck? What a movie.
It's a good movie.
I feel like this is not the worst one we've ever watched here.
It's not.
That was like the easiest 50-minute one we've watched. Wrote a man. Wrote a man.
Her name is Rhoda Mann. And the Wee Winter Singers.
That can't be her real name. Her real name cannot be Rhoda Mann. That's the highlight. That's what we're taking away from this entire episode. I'm sorry. It's Rhoda Mann. Come on.
That is one that I would have never thought of terrible names that you should not name your child.
That's a drag name.
That is a drag name. I would never have thought of that one. Like, you always think of these terrible names.
And I think that's it. I think that it's the Rankin Bass logo.
I would have never come up with that one on my own, but Rhoda Mann.
Taking the stage, lip syncing to Madonna is Rhoda Mann. All right. So a year without Santa Claus. Let's rank it as we end this episode of The Craps. What do you say?
I really liked it.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
At least a 7.
It's a 6. It's not the worst one we've watched. It's definitely the best Rankin Bass one. And I know a lot of people get their, like, I know I'm probably going to get some hate mail. Rudolph sucks.
It's like, not great.
I think the fact that they Elf did a better job of Rudolph than Rudolph. Because technically Rudolph is about that elf. more so than
it is. My favorite thing about Rudolph is the misfit toys.
Yeah, no, that there's some good stuff, even though they kill one of them. There's some good stuff in the Rankin Bass. I feel like with some Christmas movies and specials, there is an over-glorification.
Because everything's better when you're a kid. And everything from when you're a kid seems better when you're an adult.
And this is one of those specials. Like, the Rankin Bass stuff feels like, and the Peanuts stuff.
Rankin Bass just feels like your childhood. And I'm not upset about that.
If your childhood was covered in felt.
But, like, it feels like your childhood. Because I feel like most people grew up on these things. Because you're going to find them all over the place.
Well, like, I definitely know we all watched.
To watch them.
We all watch Frosty.
Usually.
We all watched Frosty. There is no ifs, ands, or buts around that. It was all Frosty all the time. Like, I remember that one. I remember Rudolph, and I remember this one.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's others. I know there's Happy New Year, Rudolph. And there's another. There's the Miser Brothers Christmas. I know that's a thing.
I don't know if I know about that one.
It's not good. And then there's the 4th of July one.
Yeah, there's a Jack Frost one. There's several different ones that you can find.
This one
is my favorite one, though.
I know Rankin
this
Bass
one's always been my favorite.
Yeah, out of these claymation ones from like the 70s.
But this one has more music. It has better music.
It just has the Heat Miser and Snow Miser song, and that's all that matters at that point.
Yeah.
And anything else, like, there is no two songs from these movies that, like, is better than those two.
Nope.
That's going to wrap up Cinecrap. We hope you enjoyed this one. We will... Okay, so we know Santa Jaws is on the list. I know Brian and I are doing one. We talked about the Grinch.
Maybe.
As long as I'm not doing any Star Wars movies for this, I'm okay. Because last year killed me. Like, that is one of the reasons this show never really happened this year, is because I burned out so hard at Christmas last year, because we did all eight before the new Star Wars movie dropped. And I did them in the span of, what, 4 days during the 25? Like, everything was done at the worst possible time. And I watched all of them out of order.
Yeah, and pretty much all year, like, you talked, let's do Cinecrap. And then you're like, no, I don't want to do Cinecrap.
Yeah, this show, like, that series of movies killed this show for me last year. Like, it was rough. And then the first time back, we do fucking Cats. And it's just like, fuck. It's all downhill from here.
I'm still very, very sorry if you watched Cats.
I'm not. That was your own fucking fault. You got drunk with us, though. Hey.
Did not get drunk enough.
That is going to wrap up this edition of Cinecrap. We'll be back on our next episode for more fun Christmas movies. And after Christmas, we are doing High School Musical, because we decided to push that back.
Because it's 25 days and we need to do Christmas.
So we're doing this. We're going to do Santa Jaws. Maybe How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey. That's been discussed. We could do a Hallmark movie. We could just randomly pick a Hallmark movie. That could be fine. Like, we could do the Memphis one.
Oh, Lord.
Christmas in Graceland might happen.
Oh, God.
And then Brian and I have something special planned. So we will have fun. Check out randomevolve.store. Don't forget to visit TBK Magazine. Check out everything going on for the 25 days of Christmas. There's been some weird stuff go up, including this Lifetime mini movie that involved KFC. If you've not seen this yet, the trailer's on on the magazine. Do it now.
Makes no damn sense.
You know what I'm going to be watching Sunday afternoon. And if they put that somewhere, that might be a short Cinecrap. There might be a shorts episode of Cinecrap eventually, and that might make it. So anything you want to add?
No, we're good.
All right, everybody. We will see you for our next episode of Cinecrap. Have a ho, 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 bad Merry Christmas movies, everyone. We'll see you next time. Good night.